WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is back on U.S. soil where he faces federal criminal charges. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing this afternoon.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice.
He's accused of smuggling undocumented migrants into the U.S. and conspiracy, which according to his attorney, Simon Sandoval Motionberg.
Mr. Abrego Garcia is going to be vigorously defending the charges against him.
The Supreme Court handed the Trump administration a victory, giving DOJ access to Social Security systems containing the personal data of millions of Americans. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The majority of the justices believed that the Trump administration would eventually prevail and receive access.
The win comes amid a messy breakup.
Elon Musk's outspoken criticism of President Trump's big, beautiful bill has touched off a social media fight between the two. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not be deterred.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Patrol says they handed out over 1,300 citations during their Click It or Ticket campaign around Memorial Day weekend. According to a press release, the special enforcement campaign ran from May 19th to June 1st. The campaign was meant to encourage residents to wear their seatbelts when they're driving to avoid more significant injuries in the event of a crash during a busy travel season. Even though the special enforcement campaign is over, the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that they will still enforce seatbelt laws. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it still recommends residents get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite guidance changes at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their healthcare providers on getting the updated vaccine. The Barron Area School District is among 25 districts across the state to receive a grant funding award through the Marshfield Clinic Center for Community Health Advancement. According to organization officials, the grant funding was provided through the Social Emotional Learning Life Tools Program. The goal of the initiative is to help students build emotional and social skills that help them thrive inside and outside of the classroom. The program includes an 8-week course taking place after school hours with a school counselor, social worker, or professional counselor. The St. Croix Economic Development Corporation will begin sharing the results of their recently conducted housing survey in a series of public hearings next month. Officials say they've been putting the finishing touches on the comprehensive survey, and the first public hearing on the results will be held on July 8th in Hudson. Hearings will also be held in Hammond and River Falls during the month of July, with hearings in New Richmond, Somerset, and Baldwin scheduled for August. The survey aimed to identify housing needs amid projected population growth. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week. And then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last-second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in Game 1 of the Finals.
Man, we just we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, couple of showers and storms and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. It's 69 degrees right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Forgot about that one.
I had to do something bath related.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I'm not going to say I've never worn a bathing suit in the shower, but it's been a few weeks. Great to have you with me. It's Friday night, folks. You made it through the week. How very exciting. And how even more exciting that we get to close our work week together here on Nightlight tonight on this beautiful Friday evening in the state of Wisconsin. Wherever you are joining us from, welcome, welcome to Nightlight. Got a really fun show tonight. We are going into the weekend in style, I think. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, at least tomorrow, I think, is supposed to be nice. So we will we'll get some good weather, some great movies out there. Lots to talk about. There's Sydney Sweeney bath soap selling like hotcakes. We've got a local boy made good we'll talk about, and some great guests tonight. Conrad is sitting in the producer's chair. Well, he's producing the show. He's not just sitting here because it's a comfortable chair. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, so yesterday we talked about that text I got from...
Yeah, the wrong number text.
Yes. So today...
Oh, here we go.
Today I got a new text.
From the same person?
No, it was a different number. It was a 415.
Is that, I think that's Pittsburgh. No, that's San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she said, let's go shopping and have a fun day together.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I think you got the wrong number. She said, I'm Lisa. Are you Nina? And remember, Lisa was the friend.
Oh, they're playing you. This is a scam.
And I said, naturally, I said, no, I'm Greg.
Okay, good.
And she said, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. Hope you'll forgive this clumsy girl, but it's nice to meet you anyway, Greg. And then I just said, you should seek help.
Wow. That's kind of an escalation.
And then she said, thank you. Thanks for your forgiveness. You know, do you live in New York? I invite you to coffee to apologize. And I said, no, I live in Australia. And it ended there. So
you probably blew your chance at a threesome there. I mean, you just got so angry so quickly.
Yeah, I escalated with saying you should seek help.
I think that's an escalation. First of all, it's a bot or it's something. It's a machine.
Yeah,
you're not offending anybody. So, yeah, that's how they do it. And there's all different kinds of ways. Like, are you still at work? It starts with this conversation. And all right, here's what we'll do. Next time that happens, save it. We'll compare these. And I'll read mine when I was Tristan. And I told that the woman I was depressed because the woman, it's not a woman.
Yeah.
It's whoever it is. But we'll compare and contrast.
Bro,
well, I think it's AI or some kind of ChatGPT or whatever. But yeah, we'll get into all that. But fun show tonight. Despite the fact that Conrad also almost got taken for thousands of dollars, we do have a good show tonight. We're going to talk some sports with our pal Mike Clemens. He'll be here at 6:35. Mike is so much fun to talk to, and we try not to pester him too much, but we love when he comes on the show. At 7:05, my pal Mark Unger, an actor and comedian, he is the founder of the show, creator of the show, Thespian. And Mark has an interesting credit, too. Very few times, like Wayne York was on the show last night. Wayne is a friend of mine. He made the popcorn pick of the week. Wayne has like 50 or 60 TV credits. Rarely, when you do a walk-on role, do you have one where everybody remembers the role. And Mark was the guy who locked Joey from Friends in the entertainment center and robbed him blind. That was Mark Unger. He's on the show tonight at 7:05. I didn't bring him on the show to talk about that scene, although maybe I'll bring it up. But Mark had a great take on the end of The Sopranos. He posted it on Facebook, and I thought, I got to have Mark back on the show. He's been here before. But we'll talk about Mark and his opinion on The Sopranos and the way the show ended. Kind of a controversial ending. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Folks, Terry Barr is still on vacation, and she's using all her days, I think. She's going to be out of days when she comes back. You know? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought Conrad took a powder. But Terry will be back, I think, next week or the week after. But Rocker's coming back. We had a blast with Rocker last week. And he introduced us to 6 new bands and talked about some really cool events coming up in Madison. So we'll talk to Rocker again at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. How about that shot last night by Tyrese Halliburton? I have not watched the NBA in so long, but my brother was in town. I went over and I saw like the last 5 minutes of the game. You know, this kid is from Oshkosh North.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently was not even recruited by the Badgers.
No. It's crazy. That's like his...
So wrong.
I don't know, 5th or 6th clutch shot that he's had.
Just this year.
Yeah, and, you know, at the beginning, I think it was like middle of the year maybe. I forget when it was. But they asked the NBA, like the players, who is the most overrated player in the NBA. And it was a vote for Tyrese Halliburton.
Overrated,
yeah.
I'll take him.
And he's proven him wrong.
He just in the playoffs alone, they were showing the highlights last night. That is so cool. So I'll be curious to see what Mike Clemens has to say about that. But that's kind of inexcusable that you let a guy. Did he go to Iowa State or Iowa?
Yeah, he went to. He was a Cyclone. Iowa State. Man.
Unbelievable. So that, but it was fun. It was fun to see a Wisconsin kid do something in the playoffs. Not just do something, steal game one and take home court advantage back to Indianapolis. That was a huge shot.
Yeah. And cool thing, I actually got to watch him play in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to see him at Concordia University, where they do a Christmas tournament of the best teams in Wisconsin.
No, he's about your age, right?
Well, he's a little bit younger. I was out of high school at that time, but
okay.
Yeah, it was Tyler Hero, Tyrese Halliburton, and Jordan McCabe were all playing that.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Nice. Hey, folks, if you have not played already, here's something you're going to want to hear this. This is Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It goes through June 13th. This is a great contest. We've had so much fun with these here at Civic Media. Listen throughout the day for your chances to be a winner at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. 4 chances to text in the keyword. Get the keyword. You have to have the app to play, and you just text the keyword in right after you hear it. It's as simple as that, and you are eligible for cash prizes or brewer tickets. What'd you do, Con? Would you take the $100?
No, I'm going for the Brewers game. Come on.
Because that's worth more. Like, those seats...
They're fantastic seats. Yeah. I enjoyed my time when I went.
Okay.
This year.
Good for you. All right. So that's all you have to do, folks. Text in the keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. You're eligible to win the hourly prize, $100 or Brewers tickets. And then you're automatically, every hourly entry that you do makes you eligible for our grand prize trips in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. The grand prizes are, get this, a trip to Door County, a summer vacation in Door County or in Baraboo. Both two of the most beautiful places in our state, and we're giving you gas money to get there, too, so you can gun it. Oh, that almost got me in trouble. No, drive the speed limit, folks. But
drive safely.
If you have a gas guzzler like me, I have one hybrid, one gas guzzler. We're covering gas money, so it's a great thing. Check it out. Good luck, everybody. 4 daily chances to enter now through June 13th. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys, I hope you win twice. That would be pretty sweet. Do we know more about the Door County, like how many nights it is?
No, not yet.
All right. And speaking of gas money, I had, I have an old Toyota Land Cruiser, which is kind of a collector's item. It belonged to a very famous director in Hollywood, and I love the car. My wife loves the car. It is a V8. This thing is a hog, man. It's a 99 Land Cruiser. We've taken pretty good care of it since we've owned it. Only had like 60,000 miles on it when I bought it. Anyway, it needed some work done, and it was like the brake line and then some kind of sway bar, and then it needed something or other. $2,300 it cost me. And I don't, I've thought about selling it. I know what the high-end blue book is, what the low-end blue book. I know if I go to trade it in, they're going to go, it's only worth $500. And I'm going to go, no, it's not. Take a hike. So I don't know. I mean, when you just put that much money into your car, do you sell it or do you hold on to it? Because my mechanic, a really good guy, Al McLean at McLean's in Marinette, said, you know, this might be good for 5 years before you need to drop money. I've spent an average of $1,200 a year on this car. It's got 240,000 miles. Never a problem with the engine or any of that kind of stuff. So here's the problem, Con. Do you have checks?
No.
I don't either. I haven't used a check in 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? This huge bill from my mechanic, they said you might want to bring cash or a check because there's a 3% fee now with debit and credit cards. With a bill like that, it's like $70, whatever it is. So I call my bank, USAA, and they go, all right, we've just approved you to withdraw that amount of money. Just go into any bank. I go into three banks in Marinette today, and they're like, we can't give you that much money. I'm like, it's my money. I'm not asking you for a gift. I have my debit card right here. They wouldn't do it. No, we have limits. So supposedly, I was supposed to ask for a bank lobby cash advance. It was very specific wording. So I ended up just getting the money from my dad, and I Venmoed him. You can Venmo people. Like, it cost me nothing to Venmo that much money to my dad.
Oh, yeah. Venmo's great.
Love it. So anyway, that was a real pain in the ass. But I don't know. I don't know if I should sell or hold on to it now because I just sunk all this money into it, and I do love the car. So there you go. So what else we got, Con? We got Sydney Sweeney sold out of soap.
Yes. Sold out completely, and now it goes for... Resale value is now like
$250 to be specific.
Yeah.
Just to use soap that supposedly has Sydney Sweeney's bathwater in it, which it doesn't. There's no well, come on.
They have a little test tube of just her bathwater, and they put one little drop in every bar.
And she's sitting there soaking while they scoop out all the bathwater and put it in the soap. No, I don't even want to know what men are doing with that bar of soap. But it has nothing to do. They don't care if they smell like Sydney Sweeney. They just want something that ties them to Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, they canceled my order on the 30-pack.
We got to get some.
Yeah.
I would love to smell it and see what it smells like. I'm very curious. I was
trying to get it. I was trying to get it just because of that.
How lonely are men that they are ordering a bar of soap that they don't care about? Hey, Con, we got to get to our... some business here. It's the Civic Media Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this one is gift wrapped, ladies and gentlemen. It is National Donut Day. After Christmas and Thanksgiving, this is the day. National Donut Day. What's your favorite kind of donut? Brand or style? Go. Let us know. There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme right out of the oven? Like,
yeah.
That's pretty.
Those are good.
It's pretty good.
It wouldn't be my favorite, though.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it would be for me either. I like a good cake donut.
Oh.
With good frosting. You know, like a spice donut with frosting or something like that. I'll have to think about that, though.
You know, I already got mine because I don't eat donuts really anymore that much.
What? But
I do like a Long John.
Okay.
With cream filling in it.
Oh, really?
See, and chocolate on top.
Yeah, you lost me with the
cream. Sprinkles, too.
Sprinkles? All right.
Gotta have sprinkles.
Sprinkles? What are you, 9 years old with the sprinkles?
It makes me feel young when I have sprinkles. Do you get sprinkles on ice cream? Come on.
I guess I would. All right. That's a question of the day. It's National Donut Day, folks. What is your favorite kind of donut, brand or style? Go 855-752-4842. 855-752. No, 855-75-CIVIC. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wawa on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Madison folks, what is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison? You've got four choices, and you can vote on these choices. I think this sounds like a lot of fun, and they're doing this at WMDX, our affiliate, I guess you'd say, in Madison, part of the network. Art Fair on the Square, Farmers Market, Madison Night Market, Concerts on the Square. What is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison? You can vote at WMDX.com. Art Fair on the Square, Farmers Market, Madison Night Market, Concerts on the Square. Go to WMDX.com and vote now, please. Or respond to our question of the night. It's National Donut Day. What is your favorite kind of donut? Brand, style, whatever. I may have to go like a cinnamon roll or something. A good cinnamon roll with like some frosting.
Are those donuts?
Yeah, I guess you could split hairs and say that's not a donut. I'd go with a cake donut.
A cake donut.
Okay. Cake donut, chocolate donut, a chocolate cake donut with white icing.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
I'm going to do.
Nice. Yeah.
I think that's my vote for the night. But let us know what yours is, folks. Always more fun when you guys participate. Check it out. If you're listening on the radio, that's great. If you're listening on the app, that's fantastic. Or if you're watching on the stream, great to have you with us tonight. If you are on the stream or Facebook, give us a like or a follow. We always appreciate getting those. And Mike Clemens is coming up at 6:35 tonight. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk about the Brewers. Brewers doing well.
I believe that they're the hottest team in baseball right now.
Is that true? Wow.
Yes.
We got some Packers news from Mike. We'll get that. And We're going to talk Sopranos at 7:05, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. That's coming up at 7:35, so that'll be fun. Sydney Sweeney bathwater is gone. There is none left. So if you guys want some, you're going to have to back order it. It's going to be a whole production. So you'll have to wait before you are able to get clean if you want to do it Sydney Sweeney style. So we've got a phone call. Let's take the phone call, Conrad. Who do we have?
Ollie from the Northwoods.
Ollie, how are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing swell and even better now that we're hearing from you. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, cinnamon roll isn't a donut, so you have to enlarge your
My donut network?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to pick one donut and one other thing, too, so we'll be even.
Okay.
My favorite donut is an old-fashioned donut. Now, that's like a regular donut, but it's got extra something in it, and it fries up crispier, and it's denser than that.
Okay.
And I like one, either the plain one, or they, Edamons used to have one that had like a crumbled powder sugar.
Oh, those are good.
Topping.
Yeah, I remember those.
And then another thing that I like that I haven't seen for years is a croissant that's got like, that's deep fried and it's got chocolate on the top. Holiday gas station used to have those, or Cub Foods.
Okay.
Used to have them.
So
and they're delicious.
You and I are in cahoots then, Ollie, because we both chose something that's a non-donut, but still packed with deliciousness.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for the call, Ollie. Have a great night.
Okie doke.
Those
Bye-bye.
Are great choices. I do remember the Entenmann's used to make like a devil's food chocolate donut, chocolate like frosting all around it. It was so good. And I do like a nice like a coffee cake. Coffee cake's not a donut either, though, I guess. Like
coffee cake is
on there, icing. Delicious.
Coffee cake is so good.
Yeah, I guess we're getting off on a tangent here, but let's go to the text line and see what the good people say. What is your favorite kind of donut, style or brand? Tom from New Berlin says Long John with chocolate top and cream-filled center and a small coffee to start my day.
That is a great choice right there.
I think Conrad and Tom need to pal around more because that's exactly what Conrad said. Melissa from Madison says chocolate-covered cake. Melissa's speaking my language. Love a cake donut. Monica from Mount Horeb says Dunkin' Donuts used to have a toasted coconut donut. Oh, yes, I remember that. Toasted coconut is awesome in any form.
Yes.
And she says that was pretty darn good, but they stopped making it. You know what I like, though, at Dunkin' Donuts are the strawberry frosted ones. They're like sort of a raised donut, not a cake.
You know what's weird? I've never had a Dunkin' Donut.
Seriously?
Actually. No.
Oh.
I've had their coffee and their breakfast sandwiches, but never a donut from there.
Yeah. All right. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite donut is an iced Bismarck with jelly filling. Yeah, I like one of those once in a while, too.
How do you feel about jelly filling?
Okay, better than cream.
Really?
I can't do cream. I can't do custard in a donut.
Jelly is pretty good to me, too.
Jelly's good. Yeah, I could go with the lemon, too. That's good when they have like a lemon filling
or
a blueberry filling with a white icing. Get down on it. Fantastic stuff. Madison from Plumber says, Fosdale's Donuts in Stoughton, literally anything they make. Interesting. We should get them on the blower, Conrad, see if they want to do the popcorn pick one of these days.
And bring in donuts.
Fosdale's Donuts. Yeah, they could mail order us some donuts. That doesn't reek of desperation. Ed from Madison says, I love me a cruller. Oh, I forgot about crullers. Those are great with coffee, too.
Yeah.
Tom from New Berlin also says a Kringle is not a donut. Bit tasty, Conrad. Let's play nine.
There we go.
There we go.
With
let's
some
play
donuts
some golf
and
eat
coffee.
Some donuts.
Yes.
That's a nutty night out on the town right there is what that is. All right, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Rocker will be here at 7:35 with new music and great conversation, just like his Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr. Usually is. She's still on vacation. Hope Terry's having a good time. My pal Mark Unger, actor and creator of the show Thespian, We'll be here at 7:05 to talk about The Sopranos and their controversial ending. And coming up next, after the news, our pal, Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, gives us a quick sports rundown. Be great to talk to Mike. Don't go anywhere. We've got a fun Friday here. LFG, baby. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. On Thursday, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin does not need to pay state unemployment taxes. The unanimous decision found that the state violated the Catholic Charity Bureau's religious freedom guarantee under the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued the organization did not qualify for a tax exemption because their day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings, and a large portion of their funding comes from public sources. The organization argued their disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. The U.S. Department of Justice sent a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission this week, accusing the commission of violating the Help America Vote Act. According to the letter, the commission has not offered a state-based administrative complaint procedure allowing residents to report violations they observe or experience while voting based on a 2022 state court decision that ruled the commission cannot police itself. The letter also requests that the U.S. Election Assistance Commission withhold federal funding until the WEC comes into compliance with the HAVA. The Chippewa Falls Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department is seeking input from community members as the agency updates its outdoor recreation plan. According to a social media post, the department is looking to determine which outdoor recreation offerings in the city are the most popular, which facilities could use improvements, and if there are any barriers for residents looking to access those recreation opportunities. Residents who wish to provide their input can do so through an online survey available until June 27th on the Parks Department's website. Barron County officials say progress on a new acid gas removal system at the waste-to-energy plant near Almena has stalled because the contractor for the project abandoned it. The project was scheduled to wrap up last summer, and construction was still on track last April. The Barron County Executive Committee received the report from the plant manager on Wednesday, who declined to name the contractor due to potential legal action. The facility is still operational, but the unfinished upgrade was meant to increase capacity, generate more revenue, and decrease emissions. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, "I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing." The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, couple of showers and storms and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. Currently at 68.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, "You're going the wrong way." And Candy and Steve Martin go, "Ha, ha, ha, how do they know where we're headed?" Congress and the administration are saying, "This is what we're going to do for our budget." But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to State Senator Chris Larson. We'll have a guest talking about the growth of building trades apprenticeships, and we're joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Pitch Waba, great to have you with me on this Friday night. You're barreling towards the weekend, folks. Did you see Jameson's text? He said church potato donuts. I thought he was going couch potato. We still got to do something with couch potatoes. Couch potatoes. Get
well, it is running. It's a promo.
Is it running? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we got a text from Luke Mathers. I can't wait to find out what kind of donut Luke likes. All right. What is your favorite kind of donut, folks? Brand or style? Go. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Be part of the show, and we'll read your text on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Civic Media Sports Authority and our pal, Mike Clemens. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. Conrad, how are you guys doing?
We are doing swell. How are you?
Sitting in the press box, sunshine, 71 degrees, the roof is open. Brewers about to get started against the San Diego Padres at 7:10. It's the longest homestand of the summer at AmFam Field. The 12 games are going to play the Padres this weekend, then the Braves come to town, and then next weekend, the Cardinals, who are in second place right now in the NL the division, they're behind the Cubs. Then they're coming here. So Brewers could make some nice headway here, but 5-6 games behind the Cubs right now.
Yeah, but a 9 and or like, well, the Cubs are pretty hot too. That's the problem probably. But if the Brewers keep playing like this, Mike, I got to think they're going to be in great shape.
Well, and I was talking to Craig Kishon, who's on the FanDuel Network, about this. And he said, you know, last year, just write it off. He said, you knew that give Craig Counsell a year to figure things out. And then tell the Cubs front office what he really needed, make some adjustments, you know, because he's still a pretty damn good manager, and now he's got things in place. He's also got some healthy guys, and they're, you know, the Cubs are a contender right now.
That's fantastic. So beautiful night out at the ball field, Mike. Just you're living the life, man. That's a great. Do you ever just sit back and go, I have the best job in the world?
I do, except when I'm, you know, sending you guys audio cuts at 4:30 in the morning, and I've been up for 21 hours. There's a lot of driving and all that. But, no, covering the Brewers, the Packers, the Wisconsin Badgers, the Bucks, there's endless stories. And, you know, I spend most of my time saying, all right, I only got X amount of time. How do I get all these stories in? What are the most important ones that the fans are going to want to know? So that's the best part of it, but I work at it, you know.
It's every day,
but and you got to build relationships, and you got to, you know, you've got to build some trust there, so that, and I'm not going through people's garbage, but you know, I work for fans.
Yeah,
people say, oh, so are you a baseball, you're a Brewers fan of that? No, I work for fans, and I'm trying to find out what's the team doing today, what is in their best interest today to try and win these games. And get this ball club to the next level.
Very nice. Well, we certainly appreciate your time, buddy. And I know how hard you work. So thank you on behalf of all of your fans for working so hard on our behalf. So the Packers just wrapped up OTAs, as did many teams in the NFL. What can you report? Did anything stand out?
Yeah, Jordan Love throwing a 60-yard bomb.
Oh, nice.
With precision, perfect spirals, perfect rotation. Hitting Jaden Reed, number 11, down at the other end of the field. Jordan, in 11-on-11, it's OTAs, it's volunteer, it's helmets and shorts. But nevertheless, there's things you can tell when it's 11-on-11 and they're going full speed against a pretty good Packers defense. And he hits Romeo Doubs in the corner, and the team celebrating. Because, you know, that it's late end of May, early June, and, you know, they've got some chemistry going. They're in sync. So that looked pretty good. One of the first things I was looking for, Pete, when this session of OTA started this past month, was number 32, the running back, Marshawn Lloyd, who they picked up in the third round last year out of USC.
Yeah.
And, you know, you moved on from A.J. Dillon at running back. He had a neck injury, which put him on IR for the rest of the year. He's now a Philadelphia Eagle because you felt like you know how solid Josh Jacobs is as a running back, but he's more of a power back. So they spent that third-round pick on a guy that had speed that they could use for jet sweeps, maybe even returns. And he had one or two different injuries. And just when they finally thought they might get him back for December in the playoffs, then he has an appendicitis attack.
Oh,
so he spent most of last year on IR, and I don't have any data on him. I haven't got a feel for what the kid is. So there we are for the first couple of OTAs, and there he is on the sidelines working out with Christian Watson, who's trying to come back from an ACL. We asked LaFleur about it, and he goes, yeah, look, we saw enough from the kid to know that we're excited. There's a lot of promise there, but no question about it. He's got to figure out now how he's going to make himself available and be more consistent. Apparently, some sort of a hamstring thing. But they said that this running back, Marshawn Lloyd, day after the loss to the Eagles in the playoffs, in the facility, working out, working with the trainers, trying to improve his body the best that he can. So it's not for lack of trying, but
yeah,
this guy's got to figure out a way on how to be able to participate.
Boy, you got to love that. Mike Clemens is my guest. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority and joins us here periodically on Nightlight. He is coming to us live from AmFam Field. Mike, Aaron Rodgers agreed to a one-year deal with the Steelers. We were kind of talking about this a little bit last night. That's a much better situation he's going into in Pittsburgh than he did last year, don't you think?
Probably, because Mike Tomlin has been there. You know, I remember when Mike McCarthy got hired in 06, I think Tomlin got hired like a week later and like was younger than McCarthy by 6 months. And that kind of burned McCarthy because now, you know, McCarthy was excited to go from offensive coordinator of the Saints to a head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
But, you know, he would have much rather been from Pittsburgh, the head coach of the Steelers.
Right.
Well, Tomlin has been there. He's never had a losing season. Gone to the Super Bowl, won one. So there he still is. And over the years, Aaron Rodgers has talked about, you know, he appreciates the operation that Mike Tomlin's had running all those years in Pittsburgh. And so after the Jets made Rodgers come in, Aaron Glenn, the new head coach, the former Lions defensive coordinator, brought him in and said, yeah, we just want to let you know that we're moving on. Well, how do you want to release this? Like, and Aaron said, you made me fly all across the country to tell me you didn't want me? I mean, couldn't we have done this over the telephone? Well, you know, we just wanted to treat you with respect. So, you know, the Jets had had enough.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, Aaron, a year ago at this time, Pete, remember, they had their mandatory minicamp under head coach Robert Saleh, who got left, you know, hanging out to dry in front of the New York media, like, where's your quarterback back from the torn Achilles? Well, he's got other plans. He's not here. Are you going to have to find him? I mean, according to the rules, you have to find a guy. Yes, yeah, we'll have to find him.
Mm.
And that's how the Jets started last year. And people thought, well, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not that big of a deal. It's a big deal. And
right.
You know why? Because your teammates need to get in sync with you. Sure, Aaron Rodgers can walk up after, you know, 10 days and be ready to go. But it's the other players around you that need to get used to you. And all of your 30 different hand signals at the line of scrimmage and all that. And Rodgers doesn't seem to have learned that. That's one of the things that cost him his time here in Green Bay. Didn't help him with the Jets. And I don't know how those habits change, except he's supposed to have signed today, and he would be available for next week's mandatory minicamp in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, week one, he goes against his old team, the Jets. And week eight, Sunday night football, NBC,
oh, yeah.
October 26th. It's Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers at home against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
That will be a fun game to watch. I'm sure everybody's marking that one. Mike, before we let you go, that game last night, game one of the NBA Finals, I was watching with my brother. I had never heard of Tyrese Halliburton. I haven't really followed the NBA much last couple of years. What a stud this guy is. And I had no idea he was from Oshkosh North High School. Did the Badgers,
yeah.
Do you know if they ever tried to recruit him?
Oh, you know, I'm sure they did and looked at him. But whatever the case, he's really come on in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And then what he's been doing in that series against the Bucks, you know, stealing the ball, taking it down, bam,
yeah,
and scores. And then he did it to the Cavaliers, who were atop the Eastern Conference all year, did it to the Knicks, and he did it again last night. They were down by 15 points in the fourth quarter on the road at OKC against the Thunder. They come back, and now with just seconds left, he gets the ball, drives it down the court, 3-2-1, goes off to the right-hand side, bam, from about 18, 20 feet out, hits it, and they go up and win the game with, you know, like 0.3 seconds left, 111-110, and all of a sudden the Pacers, you know, are up 1-0 in that best-of-seven series. The next game is on Sunday, but, you know, the NBA is always wanting to get as many eyeballs on this thing as they can.
Yeah.
They might have one hell of a entertaining series on their hands for the NBA Finals.
And what a great thing for the NBA with two not-so-huge market teams to have an exciting series like that. I loved it last night. After he hit that shot, there was 0.3 left, and one of the announcers said, that's plenty of time for a catch-and-shoot. I'm like,
yes.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Mike, we'll let you get back to work. Do you have a favorite donut, brand or style?
Right now, I'm kind of, you know, I was kind of big into the Krispy Kreme. I was going out to cover a game in Virginia years ago, and that's when before Krispy Kreme went coast to coast. Oh, you got to go to, they got this, you know, hot, ready now sign, neon sign. And it was pretty special. But lately, you know, I don't like baked donuts. I like still fried donuts, right?
Okay.
Fried donuts, maybe a little bit of chocolate on there. That's my favorite go-to right now. Maybe you can get that at a Dunkin' or something like that, along with some Joe. But yeah, I like the donuts about 9 o'clock in the morning on my way to whatever next stadium I'm going to.
Who doesn't? Fantastic. Yeah. Mike, thanks so much, buddy. Have a great time out there at the old ballpark, and keep up the great work. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. All right. That's Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens. You know, I kind of shied away, Conrad, I will say, from this golf stuff. Is there something? I just don't understand it.
Well, yeah, they played at Erin Hills last week. Yeah.
Where is Erin Hills?
That's a good question.
And which Erin is it named after?
It's E-R-I-N.
Yeah. That's named after a girl.
It's in Hartford. That's
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was. I watched a couple minutes of it.
Sweden's Maja Stark. Leading the way.
Yeah.
With a 7-under.
That's a great score.
Look at me reading golf scores. Here's my thing. Like, I don't really watch hockey either. I was the biggest basketball fan ever. I love, but a game 7 of anything I will watch, even hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Or golf. If it comes down to the last hole, that gets exciting.
Yeah, game 7 in golf is.
Game 7 in golf. Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's always exciting to see those last moments. And then.
Definitely. Yeah, thanks to Mike Clemens. Mike is out. God, he's out at a baseball game on a gorgeous night. We are going to play, folks, after we do a quick break, we're going to come back and play a clip from Friends that our guest at 7:05, Mark Unger, was on. And Mark is an interesting character because he's kind of a jaded guy. You know, he was a comedian for a long time, kind of a smart ass. And but I always loved it. I drove on the road a couple times. We did a couple gigs together, and I always enjoyed his company. But when I saw him on Friends, I just almost fell off the couch. It was like this very iconic walk-on role on Friends. It was a guest-starring role, but it's like one of those scenes everybody remembers because he locked Joey. He tricked Joey into getting in his own entertainment center. He put him in there with the hockey stick and robbed him blind. Yep. And Mark's still kind of like, yeah, all right. But he's like this really serious actor. You know, so we'll see if he softened a little bit on that when he gets here at 7:05. And we'll play that scene next and read some of your texts. You are here on a great night, folks. And it is great to have you. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. We can go wherever, so let's do it now or never, baby. Nothing's ever, ever too far. Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All I'm doing is looking at Simpsons donut clips right now. I can't believe I didn't look at this before the break. Were you able to grab that?
Donuts.
It's Nightlight with Peach Wava, folks. Great to have you with me. It's a Friday night version of Nightlight. It is a gorgeous night here in the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night. Hope you had a great week. We got some decent weather, I guess, this weekend. One good day, one bad day here in Northeast Wisconsin. But hopefully you'll take advantage of the weather no matter what, because there's a lot of great movies out there coming out this week. So we can talk about those too, potentially. So, all right, my guest at 7:05 is Mark Unger. We're going to talk about the controversial ending of The Sopranos. I'll be honest, I still don't know how I feel about it. You saw it, right, Con?
Yeah, and it's okay. I wanted to see it, like, actually, like, live, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's different than just streaming.
True.
But I wanted to know what it was like actually witnessing that on network and just being like, wow, that's the end of it.
I think if I had seen it on network TV or network HBO, whatever, when it first happened, I would have been like, oh, what? But artistically, I think I like it. I'm really actually kind of on the fence, and I always have been about that ending. I like the risk they took to do it. It's a little unfulfilling, though, but I'm anxious to hear Mark just kind of regurgitate his post from the other day on Facebook, because I think he kind of nailed it. So he'll be here at 7:05, actor Mark Unger. And here's the scene I was talking about when he played the guy who was looking at Joey's Entertainment unit that they were trying to sell. Joey and Chandler were trying to sell it. And first, I love that Joey asked for $5,000.
It's a great piece.
Oversized entertainment center. And Chandler says, Geppetto? And then, $5,000?
When Chandler walks to go get his door open and it falls through.
He rips his suit all the time. Yeah, it's great. And Mark is the guy who will be here at 705 who is the potential buyer. So let's hear that clip now.
This is the unit for you, my friend. Sturdy construction, tons of storage compartments, some big enough to fit a grown man.
What?
Oh, yeah. I got in there myself once. My roommate bet me $5 that I couldn't, and then he stuck a board through the handles and locked me in. Yeah. It was funny until I started feeling like I was in a coffin.
No, you can't fit in that thing. That's not deep enough.
Oh, yeah? If I can't, I'll knock $5 off the price of the unit.
All right, you have yourself a deal.
Okay. See? I told you. Sometimes I come in here just to get away from it. Hey, a nickel.
So... I loved when the episode where he builds that is really funny.
Yes.
And he's got those Sergio Valente jeans on. It's, just, it's like, you know, we're always talking about how we need a place for the mail. You building a post office? So our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite kind of donut? Brand or style? We'll accept either one. I say a cake donut, a chocolate cake donut with white frosting. I've always been a sucker for. Conrad said a like a jelly or like a Long John with chocolate frosting and a custard filling. Those seem to be quite popular here tonight with the textures. Jameson in Pennsylvania says church potato donuts found in central Pennsylvania. They only come out on Fat Tuesday. No joke. The best things ever is all capped. That's how I know Jameson means business. Church potato donuts. I don't know about that name. Do you want the name potato in donuts?
It sounds too healthy.
Too healthy, too starchy. I believe Jameson, though. They sound delicious. Our pal Luke Mathers here at Civic Media says, my go-to donut is always a raspberry jelly-filled donut, but my favorite donut is a crawler from Greeb's or Greeby's Bakery in the Milwaukee area. Okay. That sounds delicious, Luke. I like that, too. I like a blueberry, like blueberry-filled with white icing. Also, that gets my motor running donut-wise, folks. All right, we got a phone call. Is this Madison?
Yep.
All right, Madison from Plumber. Hey, buddy.
It's Madison Plumber. Sorry for the confusion.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so is Plumber your town, Madison?
No, I'm a plumber.
You are a plumber. Okay, I always wondered about that because Plumber shows up where the city typically is. And I was like, oh, I've never heard of Plumber, Wisconsin, but okay. Thank you for clearing that up. All right, that's awesome. How's it going tonight?
Dandy, thanks.
All right.
So I have a loophole for the cinnamon roll.
Okay, love it.
It's called a Persian.
Oh, yeah.
With cinnamon roll frosting.
Yes. I've had one of those.
It's the best.
That is the best. So, yeah, I think we're just going to have to accept loopholes tonight. Tangential donuts. What? That's a great name, actually, for a store. And I think any and all are welcome. So,
tangential donuts.
Where do you get this? Where do you get this donut, Madison?
Oh, so, well, I guess you can get it from the Quick Trip, but
oh,
no, the best ones are obviously from Fosdell's in Stoughton. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got your text about that. That's awesome. Was that you that texted that too, right?
Yes, it was.
Fosdell's Donuts. All right, fantastic. Hey, thank you for the call, Madison. Don't be a stranger. It's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, have a great night. That's Madison Plumber. I didn't even ask him. Is his name Madison or is he a plumber in Madison?
I think his name's Madison.
I think so too.
Or is he a Madison
Plumber?
I don't
want to be presumptuous. Jameson texts us back and says, I've got to add Voodoo Donuts in Portland, Oregon. Boy, this guy's had donuts all over the country. Jameson is the donut authority. He says the Portland creme. reading that like Treme, the show from New Orleans. The Portland cream is awesome, and yes, the potato donuts are made from potatoes, and you would never know. I'll make some and send them to the show. Big talk, Jameson, but we would love it if you did. Challenge accepted on your part, apparently. That's fantastic. Tom from New Orleans says, Todd, you surrounded. It's called bakery. Tom? All right. Hey, we're coming right back, folks. Intermission is right around the corner, also known as the Civic Media News, and our team will keep you informed and tell you what you need to know. We are coming right back with my pal Mark Unger. It's Civic Media. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The former police chief and convicted killer known as the Devil in the Ozarks is back in custody after walking out of an Arkansas prison last month. CBS's Peter King.
Grant Hardin's crimes made him the subject of a TV documentary called Devil in the Ozarks. He was serving a 50-year sentence for rape and 30 years for murder when he walked out of the Calico Rock prison by passing himself off as a prison guard. That was nearly 2 weeks ago, but he didn't get far. He was found a mile and a half northwest of the prison that he left. A prison spokesman says somebody should have checked Hardin's identity before letting him go, calling that a lapse that's being investigated.
Searchers had been using bloodhounds, officers on horseback, drones, and helicopters, and even an elite and highly trained U.S. Border Patrol team had joined the search in the Ozark Mountains for Hardin. The Izard County Sheriff's Office says Grant Hardin's identity was confirmed through fingerprinting. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.